In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I speak.
奉主耶稣的圣名讲道。
Today I'd like to show you the topic here is a blessing of the eyes of needle.
今天我想跟大家分享的是那个睁眼的故事。
Present to Matthew chapter 19.
我们来看马太福音第十九章。
Matthew chapter 19, verse from 23.
我们来看马太福音第十九章第二十三节。
23 to 26.
二十三到二十六节。
And Jesus said to his disciple, "Truly I say to you, it is hard for the rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven."
马太福音十九章二十三节。
24. And again I say to you, it is easier for the camel to go through the eye of a needle than for the rich man to enter the kingdom of God. And when the disciple heard this, they were very astonished and said,Then who can be saved? 26. And looking upon them, Jesus said to them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
马太福音十九章二十三节，耶稣对门徒说：“我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。”二十四节，我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。二十五节，门徒听见这话，就稀奇得很。说这样谁能得救呢？二十六节，耶稣看着他们说，在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。
Verse 23 here, Jesus talked to his disciples, say, "It is hard for the rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven."
第二十三节，耶稣对门徒说，财主进天国是难的。
Because just before Jesus talked to the rich young man.
因为就在这之前，主耶稣跟一个少年财主刚讲过话。
And then he continued. Jesus talked to his disciple. Verse 24 says, "Again, I say to you, it is easier for camel to go through the eye of a needle."
主耶稣又继续的跟他的门徒说，我又告诉你们，骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易。
And then after that, the disciple he heard about what Jesus says.
那这个时候门徒听到主耶稣的话以后呢
？Think about you know just camel. A camel goes into the eye of needle.
就想到说这骆驼要穿过针的眼。
And it doesn't make sense.
这个是讲不通的。
How is it possible this camel goes into the eye of needle?
说骆驼要穿过针的眼是怎么可能呢
？There's two ways possible.
有两个办法是有可能的。
If eye of needle is huge enough that the camel can go through.
第一个就是说，如果这个针眼如果够大的话，能让这个骆驼穿过，那是有可能的。
Or the camel getting small enough to get into this eye of needle. Two possibility.
或者说呢，让骆驼变得非常的微小，可以穿过针的眼，这是这两个办法。
So entering the kingdom of heaven is a human point of view. Only this way is possible.
如果要进入神的国，从人的角度来看的话，只有这两种办法才有可能。
But in normal sense of our understanding, which means it is impossible that a camel can go through the eye of needle.
从我们普通的理解角度来讲，那个骆驼要穿过针的眼是不可能的。
That's why the disciple, maybe because Jesus exaggerated, maybe possible.
也许主耶稣在这儿是用一种夸张的手法。
Something little things make a bigger way to, you know, to explain to the disciple.
也许是把这个事情夸大它的程度，跟他的门徒为了让他们理解。
So the disciple, they shocked.
所以门徒他们就都很惊奇。
So the verse 25 say they were very astonished.
所以第二十五节，门徒听见这话就稀奇得很。
So the Jesus talk, the disciple talked to Jesus, then who can be saved?
那门徒们就说这样的话还有谁可以得救呢
？And Jesus here he mentioned the verse 26 and looking upon them, and Jesus said that with a man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible.
主耶稣就看他们说，在人这是不能的，但在神凡事都能。
But this is, we think that it is impossible a camel go through the eyes of needle.
那我们在想, 骆驼穿过针眼是不可能的。
But with God, it is possible.
但是在神来说这是可能的。
So when Jesus talked about these matters, actually it is possible. So he talked to his disciple.
所以主耶稣在讲这件事情的时候, 意思就是说这是有可能的, 所以他才跟他的门徒讲。
But his point is, with you, it is impossible. With the man, it is impossible.
主耶稣的重点是说, 对人来说是不可能的。
But with God, this is possible.
但是在神来说就是有可能。
So this one is actually Jesus bringing his very important message to his disciple.
在这儿呢, 主耶稣是给他的门徒带来了非常重要的信息。
So with me, then you can go into the eye of needle.
只有与我, 主耶稣说, 与我在一起, 你们才有可能穿过那个针的眼。
Many times we think about our salvation that we can accomplish. We think we can go into the eye of needle.
对我们的救赎来说呢, 我们认为我们可以是通过那个针眼。
When we look at the human point of view, it is impossible.
从人的角度看是不可能的。
But only through God.
只有通过神。
So every time we think about the salvation,
所以我们每当想起救赎的时候呢,
salvation is not possible with our own strength and our own way.
通过我们自己的力量和方法是不可能得到救赎。
The salvation is only possible with God.
救赎只有靠神才有可能。
Once you look at the from the you know, look up the Matthew from chapter 18.
让我们来看马太福音第18章。
Jesus constantly talking about the small one.
主耶稣是不停的在讲那个小。
Unless you convert it like a little child, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
他说若变不成小孩的样式，断不得进天国。
So once we become a little one,
当我们能够变小的话,
then we can enter the kingdom of God.
我们才能够进入神的国。
But when here the chapter 19, when Jesus you met the this young ruler, young man.
在第19章, 主耶稣碰到了这个少年的富有,
he pointed out why this man cannot enter the kingdom of God.
他就讲出说为什么这个少年人没办法进到神的国。
Because he cannot get small himself.
因为他没办法变小。
Matthew 20 years, continue Jesus mentioned about the importance of our getting our convert to be a small.
在马太福音第20章里面, 主耶稣继续地讲,
in Matthew chapter 20, the story is about it. This is the parable about the vineyard when the master bring those outside of the worker to bring into his vineyard to let them to work.
马太福音第20章讲的是葡萄园里面葡萄园的园主雇工人来做工的故事。Anybody
who cannot understand the grace of God.
在这里面就每个人都可以理解神的意思就是比喻神的恩典。And
they might lose everything.
他们也许会失去一切。And
Jesus continued talking about the who is the greatest.
主耶稣继续地讲, 究竟是谁是最大的?
Then you talk about the least one to be the greatest.
就讲到最小的才是最大的。
So we can focus on our life to get into this eye of needle.
我们可以把我们的生活的重点放在要穿过针眼这件事情上。
If our Christian life cannot focus on the eye of needle, we cannot see the kingdom of God.
如果我们作为基督徒生活不能够看到那个真眼的话，我们就看不到神的国。
Blessed the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
也保守那些灵性上软弱的，因为他们是要进天国的。
In order to you actually lose everything, empty yourself, then you can see the kingdom of God.
除非你要把自己倒空，把自己变小，才有可能看到天的天国。
Actually, what Jesus ended up he mentioned about this verse 24 here, it is easier for the camel to go through the eye of needle than for the rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
所以马太福音19章24节主耶稣在这又强调说 骆驼穿过针的眼比财主进神的国还容易。
We understand the story that's behind.
我们都理解这个之后背后的故事。
Now because the story begins from the verse 16.
因为这故事从第16节开始。
There's a young ruler, young rich man came to Jesus.
有一个少年富有的少年人来到主耶稣面前。
And this man talked to he asked Jesus, and verse 16 said, "What good thing shall I do that I may obtain eternal life?"
这富有的少年人问主耶稣，我该做什么善事才能得永生？
In a sense, the question it seems quite a royal question.
从某一个程度上讲，这是一个非常有良知的问题。
The other people are actually seeking something from in this world, but he's trying to seeking the eternal life.
当别人在寻求这属世的财富的时候，这少年人却是想要得永生。
But his focus about his deed.
他的重点是瞄在他的要进天国的那个好的。
You have noticed that this young man came to ask is, what good thing shall I do?
所以这年轻人说，我该做什么善事？
That's at that time, so most of the Pharisees and most of the we can say at that time, the religious leaders, their ideas about how they can obtain the eternal life.
那在那个时候，所有的法利赛人和一些宗教领袖，他们的关于进天国的意见呢？
Now, so, as example, Luke chapter 10.
我们来看路加福音第十章。
Sorry. Luke chapter 10.
路加福音第十章。
Chapter 10, verse 25.
路加福音第十章第二十五节。
This time the lawyer stood up and talked to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do, to inherit eternal life?"
在第十章二十五节里面有一个法律，有一个律师、律法师来试探耶稣说：“夫子，我该做什么才可以承受永生？”
So this lawyer also think that the way to inherit the eternal life is come from him. So how?What shall he do?
所以这个是讲的是夫子我该做什么才可以承受永生呢？然后主耶稣就对他说。
Actually, Jesus doesn't like it in this way asking to Jesus.
主耶稣并不喜欢他用这种方法问的问题。
So there were, once we go back to Matthew chapter 19.
我们回来看马太福音第十九章。
And this young man asked verse 16, Teacher, what good things shall I do that I obtain that may obtain the eternal life?
那这个年轻人就说，我该做什么善事才能够进得永生呢？
I think that the right question is, how can I obtain the eternal life?
我想正确的问题是，我怎么样才能得到永生？
Once the right question, how can I obtain the eternal life means, I do not know, but you know.
这个问题的真正意思是说，我不知道怎么样得永生，只有你才知道。
But here that this young ruler's way is, what good thing shall I do?
所以这个年轻的富有的年轻人就是说，我要做什么善事。
I hope you can see the difference.
我们希望可以看到不同的地方。
But after this young man says, and Jesus talked to him, said, "Why are you asking me about what is good?"
那然后主耶稣就对他说，你为什么以善事问我呢？
It seems like another answer for the questions, actually.
这个看起来好像是对他问题的另外一种回答。
And continue, Jesus says that there is only one who is good, but if you wish to enter into a life, keep the commandment.
耶稣对他说，只有一位是善的，你若要进永生，就当遵守诫命。
Now from your questions, you say, you can tell me that you're a good teacher, but it's not quite a pleasant for me. That's what he, from the Jesus point of view.
那主耶稣看到说，你这个问题虽然是一个好的问题，但是呢，对我来说却不是一个很正确的问题。
What your focus is your own righteousness.
因为你的重点是放在你自己的正义上面，你自己要做的善事上面。
So, from your motivator, your this question is not right, actually.
所以从你的动机上来讲，这个问题是不正确的。
But Jesus talked to him, say, "Keep the commandment of God."
所以主耶稣继续跟他说，要遵守诫命。
Verse 18 is he said to Jesus, saying, "Which one?"
那对第十八节里面，主耶稣就对他说是要怎么样遵守诫命。
Then once we go back to this understanding here,
假如我们再重新理解这一段的话
，When Jesus says, "If you want to enter the kingdom of heaven, then you keep all the commandment of God," then the young man's the right proper way to respond is, How can a man keep all the commandment of God?
那主耶稣就是对他解释要进入永生就要遵守诫命，然后是哪一些诫命是要遵守。
You see the difference?
我们就看到这儿有不同的地方。
You know, because his ideas, he think he keep the, already he think that he keep all the commandment of God.
因为对这个少年人来说，他认为他已经遵守了神的诫命。
If you wish to enter into the life and then keep the commandment, what Jesus says,
主耶稣说，你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。
Verse 18, the young man's way, which one?
那第十八节少年就说是哪一条诫命？
Later on, Jesus continued to bring up this commandment of God from the fifth commandment all the way to the tenth commandment.
那主耶稣就对他解释了从第五一直到最后一条诫命。
So which means the one I list all these commandments, I don't think you're still keeping this commandment.
意思就是说，我所跟你讲的这一切的诫命，我并不认为你真正的遵守了这些诫命。
But still, this young man cannot realize that.
但是这少年人呢，并不能够理解。
When Jesus mentioned about all these commandments, he thought about it that he kept all these commandments.
那这少年人想了一想，说我都遵守了。
So the verse 20, and this young man talked to Jesus, say, all these things I have kept.What am I still lacking?
所以第二十节里面，少年就说：“这一切我都遵守了，还缺少什么呢？”
It is. It seems very confidence. His life.
看起来这少年人对他的生活是很有自信的。
But yet, from the Jesus point of view, it is not.
但是从主耶稣的角度看来，并不是事实，并不是如此。
Because here the Jesus brought up very kind of challenge.
那主耶稣在这个地方呢，就是有一点好像。要向他提出提问。
One thing is very lack of.
他说有一件事情你却缺少。
It gives a great challenge actually.
这是一个对他对少年人说是一个很大的挑战。
Which is from the Jesus point of view, you are still too great yourself.
从主耶稣的角度来看，就是你认为自己太了不起了。
I'll let you to help that you can pop up your bubbles.
我如果要我帮助你，我一定要把你对自己的印象的泡沫打破。
If you wish to get into this this eye of needle,
假如你想穿过这个针眼的话
，But pop the things that you have great, what is bigger in yourself?
一定要把你对自我的认知的泡沫扎破才可以。
And then go and sell your possession.
所以说，去变卖你所有的财产。
To make your life to be slimmer.
把你的生活变得小一些。
So once you give away and you become a small and you can follow me.
当你把所有的全部都分给穷人的话，你才可以跟我。
Small enough your life, now enter this eyes of needle, so you can enter the heavenly kingdom.
你一定要把自己变得够小，才可以穿过这个针眼，才可以进神的国。
We understand this young man cannot do this.The challenge from the Lord Jesus.
但是这年轻人听到了，就认为他做不到主耶稣给他的这个题。
Actually, he give up the eternal life from this point.
事实上，少年人从这个时候起就放弃了他得永生的机会。
Because he cannot be small.
因为他无法变小。
So Jesus the right after that he mentioned about this matter of this camel.Go into the eye of needle.
所以在这之后，主耶稣才对他的门徒讲到骆驼穿过针眼和进神的国的比喻。
So many times nowadays, people seeking the things they can see it.
在当今的世界，我们人所追求的都是眼睛所看得到的。
The many people focus on their possession.
很多人都会对自己的财产最器重。
What I have.
我是拥有什么的
？How great I am！
我是多伟大
！And those things actually control our heart, our life.
那些东西事实上是控制我们的心的。
Nowadays, this word is a materialistic word, so with many people seeking their money and their riches.
现今的世界是一个充满物质的世界，是个物欲横流的世界。我们所追求的都是金钱和眼睛所看得到的。
But maybe because we Christians, we do not seeking this way of, you know, the material things in this world, maybe.
也许作为基督徒，我们并不是在真正追求这些物质上的享受。
But at the same time, we have to think about ourselves, what we seeking for our Christian life.
那在同时，我们却要问心自问，我们究竟在追求什么呢
？I want to be a great Christians, which is the bigger Christian ourselves.
我想做一个非常好的基督徒，我想做一个很好的、很大的基督徒。
Well, maybe we think that we can do every day, we read the Bible, we pray, and we keep the commandment of God. So I want to be perfect and completed.
也许我们每天都有读经、都有祷告、都遵守神的诫命，所以我们在神的里面尽量是做一个完美的自我。
Well, I don't think so.
但是我并不这么认为。
Sometimes we misunderstand because our salvation, we think we can make accomplished, we can obtain the, you know, the kingdom of God.
我却并不这么认为，因为我们有时候认为我们要通过自己的善行才能进永，才要得到永生，认为我们是可以用我们自己来得到永生。
We have to understand the salvation is totally come from God.
但是我们一定要理解。救赎是完完全全从神而来。
It's not come from our own deed and our righteousness.
并不是从我们自己的品德和我们自己的正义。
It is a total grace of God.
而是神的完全的恩惠。
When we do not understand the total grace of God,
我们当我们完理可以理解神的完全的恩惠的时候
，then switch over to our own righteousness. Then,
我们就不会把它注意力集中在我们自己的正义上面。
When Bible here mentions, it is impossible. That's why man, for man, it is impossible.
所以圣经里面讲，对人来说是不可能的。
Do not your way to get into the kingdom of God.
不要用你自己的方法去进入神的国。
But you need my help, and my grace, and my way.
你需要我的帮助，你需要我的恩典，和你也需要神的。帮助进入天国。
The First John chapter 1 verse 8, First John, he mentioned that if anybody will think that we are not sinner, then we actually lie ourselves.
约翰一书里面讲到，任何人认为我们不犯罪的话，那就是一个，那就是撒谎的。
Yes, you and I, we baptize in the name of Jesus Christ.
是的，我们都是在受主耶稣基督的奉主耶稣的名。
So all the sin is forgiven.
我们所有的罪都被赦免了。
It doesn't mean that our flesh goes away still, because until we live in this world.
但是并不是代表我们的肉体就从这世界里面没有了，我们还是要住在这世界里。
So, we always have recognized we are the sinners.
我们一定要时时记得我们是有罪的人。
Otherwise, actually we deceive ourselves.
不然的话，我们就欺骗了自己。
In First John chapter 1 verse 8.
我们来看约翰一书第一章第八节。
First John chapter 1 verse 8.
约翰一书第一章第八节。
If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。
Once we look at the life picture about this this young ruler,
我们来看看那个富有的少年人的生活的画面。
He already think that he has no sin with him because he's righteous himself, because he kept all the commandment of God.
因为他自己认为已经遵守了所有的神的诫命，所以他认为自己是一个没有罪的人。
Actually, Jesus pointed out he's deceiving his own self.
但主耶稣就指出，恰恰相反，他是在自欺欺人。
That's why the truth is not in him, actually.
所以真理就不在他心里面。
That's why he cannot lead by the truth.
所以他就不能够受真理的带领。
And that he cannot follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他就没办法跟随主耶稣。
And First John chapter 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins,He is a faithful and righteousness to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
约翰一书一章第九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
This is our Christian attitude.
这是作为基督徒的态度，人生态度。
But we understand that we are the sinner.
我们理解，我们要理解，我们是有罪的人。
Jesus, we know that this the parable that Jesus mentioned about the one is a Pharisees, the other one is a tax collectors came into the temple of God to pray.
我们都记得主耶稣有过这样一个比喻：一个法利赛人和一个税吏来到了神的殿前面祷告。
One is pray that is with full of confidence. How much he great himself.
其中一个。祷告的方式是充满了自信，好 是表充满了自信和表现自我的正义。
Because he himself already gave a self-credit in his life.
因为他已经认为自己是有足够的做了足够的善行。
He already enough that he himself, you know, to be righteous enough to be praised by God. He think.
他认为他已经足够正义到神都会来赞美他。
But Jesus mentioned this prayer cannot be reached up to God.
但是主耶稣却说，像这样的祷告是达不到神那里的。
But when the sinner came to tax collector,
但是当那个有罪的税吏
he pounding his chest, he said, "I'm a sinner."
却捶打着自己的胸口，说我是一个罪人呐。
But God listened to his prayer.
但是神就聆听了他的祷告。
We as attitude as a what kind of attitude we can believe in the Lord Jesus Christ?
我们应该用什么样的态度去信主耶稣呢
？We understand our salvation is totally come from God.
我们要了解我们的救赎是完完全全从神而来的。
After that, we have this simple understanding.
这是一个很简单的理解。
In lesson to Romans chapter 4,
我们来看罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章
Chapter 4 from verse 1
从第一节开始罗马书第四章第一节
Chapter 4 from verse 1 What then shall we say that Abraham our forefather according to the flesh has found? For if Abraham was justified by works he has something to boast about but not before God Verse 3But what does the scripture says? And Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Verse 4. Now to the one who works, his wage is not reckoned as a favor, but as what is due. Verse 5. But to the one who does not work, but believes in him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is reckoned as righteousness. Verse 6.And just as David also speak the blessing upon the man to whom God reckoned righteousness apart from the work. Blessed are those whose lawless deeds have been forgiven and whose sins have been covered. So I can finish here.
罗马书第四章第一节如此说来我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕凭着肉体得了什么呢第二节倘若亚伯拉罕是因行为称义就有可夸的只是在神面前并无可夸第三节经上说什么呢说亚伯拉罕信神这就算为他的义做工的得工价不算恩典乃是该得的唯有不做工的只信称罪人为义的神他的信就算为义第六节正如大卫称那在行为以外蒙神算为义的人是有福的第七节他说得赦免其过遮盖其罪的这人是有福的
Once only we can rely on what we have then life is very smaller
假如我们只依靠我们自身所有的话我们的生活会变得非常的微小
This young rich man actually he can be Jesus gave him a chance to let him to be great he himself
那富有的少年人在主耶稣面前领受 主耶稣给他一个要进天国的机会
Jesus gave him a chance that he can be a person who is a loving person enough reach out his hand to help the poor
主耶稣给他一个机会让他变成一个充满爱的人把他的财富去分给穷人
But he couldn't do that
但是他做不到
He cannot exercise the love of God
他并不能够对神的爱进行行为上的行动。
Sometimes we have to think about ourselves. We cannot exercise our love because what we have we can hold in ourselves.
我们有时候在想，我们如果没有办法行出神的爱，我们就一定是有要自省。
Once we look at the Bible about the, you know, all the gospel books.
我们看圣经里面所有的福音书。
We have one thing we find out from the Pharisees' life.
我们发现了法利赛人生活里面有一件事情。
They never reach their hands to the sinners.
他们从来不对罪人伸出援助的手。
They only focus on themselves.
他们只是对自己。
This young rich man also the same thing.
这富有的少年人是同样的问题。
But Jesus mentioned about you say you keep the commandment of God.
但是主耶稣却对他说：“你说你遵守了诫命。
”But you say you keep all the command from your childhood.
你说你自小就遵守诫命。
Then now I give you a chance how you can love your neighbor.
那我现在给你一个机会，让你学习怎么样去爱你的邻舍。
But he couldn't do that.
但是他却做不到。
But he knows the importance of the love.
因为他知道。爱的重要性
but he couldn't do that.
但是他却做不到
And once we have something that we have that our own righteousness we cannot be humble ourselves to
虽然当我们有时候知道什么样才是正确什么样才是义的但是我们自己却无法谦卑下来做到
When we give up everything
当我们放弃一切
My own righteousness
我们自己的自义
And my own our background of our life
我们生活的背景
So that we can gain the Christ in our life.
所以我们才在可以在生活里面得基督。
Now you know, because when Book of Philippians, Paul mentioned about how he can holding the Lord Jesus Christ in his life.
在腓立比书里面，保罗讲说他是怎么样可以把拥抱主耶稣基督。
When he give up all his background that he has before.
当他把他生活里面一切的背景都放弃。
So that he can holding the Lord Jesus in his life.
所以他才可以拥有主耶稣基督在他的生活里面。
And this young man it cannot hold the salvation in his life.
但是这少年人却无法拥抱这永生的机会。
Jesus clearly mentioned that this rich man cannot enter the kingdom of God.
主耶稣在这就很清楚地讲，这富有的少年人是没办法进神的国的。
Once we become small enough.
当我们变得足够小的时候
that we can enter this eye of needle
我们才可以进入到这从这针的眼里面穿过
Of course, because the reference book mentioned that there's a Jerusalem, there's a big gate. There's beside of the gate, the small gate called this the gate of needle.
那从有一些资料上记载呢，说在耶路撒冷大城外面有城门，城门旁边有一个小小的门，那个门被叫做针孔。
And this big gate is only certain hours is open, but after that is closed.
这一扇大门呢，只是在限定的时间内敞开。
In the nighttime, have to go through this small gate.
在夜间呢，是要通过小门才可以进城。
But they cannot bring the things together to get into this gate.
但是呢，你也许无法把你所有的你的行李都从这小门里面运进去。
Only when we give up all things, only man themselves they can get into this gate.
只有人才能进得去这个小门。
The same understanding.
这是同样的理解。
How we can enter the kingdom of God.
我们怎么样能够进入神的天国
？If anything that a substance in our life, there's a cause to our trouble our life to be a pride.Then we have to give up everything.
假如我们生活中有任何让我们值得骄傲、引以为傲的事情的话，我们除非要把它放弃。
The things that cause that becomes our become build our own righteousness, then we have to give up everything.
那些能让我们认为可以称自义的那些东西，我们一定要把它放弃。
Only we can enter the kingdom of God, we can choose God in our life.
我们只有能够进入神的国，才有办法选神在。
Only when we understand how small we are, so that we can get into.The kingdom of God.
只有我们在理解了我们自己有多么渺小的时候，才可以进到神的国。
We should never think that we can ourselves to be faithful enough to God ourselves.
我们永远都不应该想说我们已经对神够有信心的了。
Without the helping of God,
没有神的帮助
we cannot be faithful to God.
我们无法对神有真正的信心。
Anything happened that had challenged us of faithfulness.
任何人、任何事情发生都有可能对我们的信心提出挑战。
We might change.
我们也许会改变。
But God constantly helping us, holding us our faithfulness.
但是神却是有信实的、永远的带着我们的手。
So let us enter the kingdom of God.
让我们一起来进入神的国。
Then we should not think about our own self having a great faith so that we can enter the kingdom of God.
我们不应当认为我们有足够的信心，所以我们一定可以进到神的国。
But without God's grace.
没有神的恩典
our faith can be jeopardized.
我们的信是有可能会变质
Faith is come from God.
因为信是从神而来的
grace of God.
是神完完全全的恩典。
So without the hands of God, it is impossible for our salvation to be accomplished.
没有神向我们伸出援救的时候，我们是不可能得救赎进入神的国。
Things that we can do it is nothing.
我们能够做到的事情是根本不值一提。
Things that help us our life to be entered the kingdom, it can all come from the gift of God.
我们能够进神的国，遵守神的诫命，在我们生活里面所做的一切的得神称许的，是从神而来的。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
我们来看以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 2.
第二章，以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9.
第八到第九节。
For by grace you have been saved through faith.Then not of yourself, it is the gift of God, verse 9, not as a result of works, that no one should boast.
以弗所书第二章第八节，你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。
Ourselves get into the temple, because ourselves get into the heavenly kingdom, it's totally by the hands of God.
我们之所以能够进入神的国，是完完全全因为神。
It's not by our work.
不是因为我们做的工。
Once we understand this way, then actually our faith turns to be different direction.
假如我们可以理解这一点的话，我们的信可以转向另外一个方向。
God molding us as His own masterpiece.
神把我们造就成他的杰作。
But what we can do then?
我们能做什么呢
？We can with the full of submission.
我们只有完完全全的顺服。
So hands of God making the masterpiece.
所以神的手才来创作这杰作。
End up we find our own self. Wow, am I in the I myself in the kingdom of God?
之后我们才会发现，原来我们在神的国里面。
This is a total grace of God.
这是神的完完全全的恩惠。
Truly, we can thanksgiving to God, not to credit to ourselves. Then.
所以我们才能真正的对神进对感谢神，而不是感谢自己。
John chapter 23, Job mentioned that. Job.
约翰福音第三章。
Job was a righteous person at the beginning.
约伯这样讲，讲到约伯的。
Even God gave credit to him.
神即便是神都称许他。
In his generation, in his time, Job is the one, the righteous person.
在约伯的时代，约伯是一个有义的人。
But we can see that when he faces such kind of challenge in life and difficulties.
但是我们看到，当约伯面临人生重大考验的时候
，he had gone through the trials in his life.
他经过了很强的试炼。
And he doesn't know what's going on.
他并不知道正在发生什么事情。
But he understands that go through this way of his life, undergo through the trial.
但是他理解他正在。通过这样一项考验
，and then he himself coming forth, he shall come forth as like a gold.
所以他应该是从这试炼出来，像黄金通过火炼。
Sometimes God let us into the different situation and different circumstances.
有时候神让我们进到不同的境况里面。
Let our life to be small enough to enter the eye of needle.
好让我们理解人生的意义，好让我们可以变得足够小到穿过那个针眼。
So we can say this is a blessing of God.
我们可以说这就是神。
Sometimes your life and my life, in a way, we into get into the more deeper trouble. I mean, harder than outside of the non-believers.
有时候我们生活里面可能会经历一些困难，甚至比教会外的人对外界的人比外界的人经历的困难还要多。
Why these things happened in our life?
为什么这些事情要发生在我身上
？Because God want to train us to be smaller enough to let our life so that we can enter this eye of needle.
因为神就是要把我们训练成够小，能够穿过针眼的。
If ourselves we find out the small enough that we can have a chance to enter the eye of needle, that has become a blessing.
如果我们能够认识到我们可以够小到穿过针眼进入神的国，那就是神的祝福。
You know the story about the prodigal son.
我们都知道那个
the bad son, second son.
哦、oh, ，那个第二条第二罪。
At the beginning, he think he's somebody.
Can't hear you at all. Sorry. 哦，那个浪子的比喻，他认为。
He thought he's somebody.
不，他认为自己是个了不起的人。
Because he requested his own portion from his father.
当他从他父亲那要到了他所应得的财产。
Until he has everything in his hand, he thinks he can do everything in his life.
他认为他的生命里面可以做任何的事情。
He wasted everything.
所以他把他财富全部都浪费掉。
Also, famine came into the world, came into his place.
然后灾荒来到了他的生活里面，所以他的生命变得很。
Now he has nothing to eat.
他甚至都没有东西吃。
His life to be totally empty himself.
所以他的生命变得完全失去了意义。
At that time, the wisdom coming back to him.
那个时候，智慧回到了他的头脑。
He understood he's nobody.
他才理解了他原来一无所事。
When he was under his father's provision, he was somebody at that time.
他所以才能够理解他父亲当时所跟他讲，他是完全，他不是一个什么了不起。
He wants to go back to his father.
所以他想回到他的父亲。
But he wants to go back to his father as a very small himself.
当他回到父亲身边的时候，他就变成一个非常小的人。
So he told himself, "Do not treat me like you're one of a son, but treat as one of the servant."
他就说，不要把我当做你的儿子对待，而是把我当仆人对待。
Remember, his father accepted him.
我们记得吗？他的父亲就接受了他。
Actually, he restored everything at the moment.
甚至在那时候就修复了一切的。
Whole father's house it becomes his own.
父亲的房子变成了他的房子。
Because he became small himself.
因为他变得足够小。
When Moses was 40 years old.
当摩西四十岁的时候。
He think he can do everything.
他认为他什么都可以做。
He has a power in the palace as a prince.
他在王宫里面有王子一样的权利。
He educated himself. He knows everything.
他是受过高等教育，他有一切这天下所知
的知识。He thought he loved his people very much.
他以为他对他的手下的人都有充满了爱
，But he cannot help anything.
但是他却什么都不能有。
So God put him into 40 years in the wilderness.
所以神就把他丢到了旷野四十年。
God training him to be nobody there.
神就在那儿去试试 so, 去磨练他。
So God called him.
把他磨练成一个神装饰的人。
I cannot do that.
神这个时候才
Because he knows
呼召他，让他
he knows himself.
他那个时候却说什么都做不了，因为他那个时候知道自己
he's nobody.
他知道自己是个什么都不是的人。
But God said, "Now is the time."
神却说，时候到了。
So God bring him up and then use him for the great leader.
这时候，神把他提出来，把他选成了一个伟大的领袖。
Everything is the hands of God.
一切都在神的手
中。With man, it is impossible.
从人是不可能的。
But with God, everything is possible.
从神，
一切都是可能的。But when we understand that we are impossible on us.
当我们能够理解我们是不可能做到的时候
At that time, God make everything is possible.
那时候神却让一切都变得可能
This is the God's way.
这就是神的道路
Now let us learn from this story about the Matthew chapter 19 this blessing of the eye of needle.
让我们来学马太福音第十九章这进入针眼的人是有福的这个道理
I'm sure God will be with us.
神就会跟我们在一起
I'm sure God will continue molding us as small enough.
神就会继续的造就我们，把我们
让我们的弟兄姐妹 enter the kingdom of God.
让我们所有的弟兄姐妹都可以进入神的国。
Let's sing in 402.
我们来唱诗402首。
Person in the word, meek person.
Moses said.
I'm sorry. And the Bible testify he is the.
哦，圣经里面讲到摩西是最。谦卑的人，最温柔的人。
Because it happens because after 40 years of the trend, God put him as a nobody.
因为从四十年旷野的训练，神让他知道了自己是一个无名小卒。
Many times we have noticed Moses always thinks a problem and then he dealing, is not dealing with the people but bring to the God every time.
我们知道摩西当面对很多。人的问题的时候，他并不是用自己的方法去处决，而是先带到神的面前。
But one time he bring this matter directly to the people.
他有一次却是例外的对他的人发怒。
Because he strike the rock toward the people.
然后他就把那个石板扔到人群中。
At that time he lost the privilege he can enter the promised land.
所以他就失去了。他可以进入神应许之地的。
But when he bring every issue, every matter bring to God, God help him to solve all the issues. So he lead these people for 40 years.
当他每一次把人的问题带到神的面前，通过神的能力解决问题的时候，神让他四十年 做这以色列人的领袖。
God is Almighty God.
神是全能的神。
Now he is the one to lead us in his promised land.
他才是那个带入我们进入他应许之地。
So we hope that our journey to the kingdom are with a humble heart.
希望我们进入神国的这个旅途。
Now we can submit to him.
拥有谦卑的心。
Now all the matters we bring to God.
一切问题都带到神的面前。
So let God's hands can help us our path.
让神的手来帮助我们的道路。
Surely He is enough, the Almighty enough, lead us into the kingdom of God.
当然，神的全能会带入我们进天国。
We know our God is precious.
我们知道神是宝贵的。
He lead us this way. He set the way to the kingdom of God.
他带我们从通过这条道路进到神的国。
We know because the way it seems like impossible with a man's idea.
我们知道神的道有时候从人的理解来看几乎是不可能的。
But with God, everything is possible.
但是从神来说都是可能的。
Let us trust in Him.
让我们来信靠他。
And we all can be led by Him.
所以我们都可以接受他的带领。
So we have enough to enter the kingdom of God.
所以我们可以能够进入神的国。
Because we are small enough to be in that.
因为我们够小。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
让我们来跪下，一起祷告。
Give us a way to the eternity in the kingdom of God without any trouble.
愿神带我们进天国的路上没有。
Let our heart always love our God only.
让我们的心对神只有爱。
And also give us a supplies of His humility.
永远让我们知道怎么做谦卑。
And also continue, we can pray those prayer list here.
我们继续为代祷事项上的代祷事项祷告。
We should continue to pray for this sister Agnes in Dallas.
也为达拉斯的 Agnes 姐妹祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
我们来跪下祷告。